I don't know if I can do the show today, Allison.
Why? I want to jump into my clothes backwards.
You really asked why. I guess you're just not a child of the very early 90s like I was.
Because Crisscross made me jump.
This is my JFK assassination, Allison.
Oh, my.
The what? Passing of, I believe, hold on, who do we have dead?
Mac out of Daddy.
I know it was, well, was it Mac Daddy or was it Daddy Mac? Because we are a news broadcast. We do have to hit that on the head.
Oh, do we?
I'm going to say it was Mac Daddy who died
last night.
Well,
you would
know.
This is your biz.
Chris Kelly. Now, I don't know if he was Chris or Cross because they're both named Chris.
Wow.
If you want to get very confusing with it. Chris Kelly, age 34.
Yeah.
The dark-skinned one. That's how we're going to identify him.
Wow.
The dark guy from Chris Cross.
Him's dead.
Yeah, he's crossing it up with God now.
He's hip-hopping the big bucket in the sky.
We could do so much on just Crisscross. Let's do the introductions real fast.
Okay.
So help me God, I got 10 or 15 minutes of Crisscross shtick.
Oh, my.
I want to bang out. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Allison Frank.
Ta-da.
Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. You go there, you're going to find a new episode of the show every Monday and every Thursday. Also, my writing goes up once or twice a week. I sometimes review movies I haven't seen or talk about news items. I probably should have done like a story on Crisscross, but
yeah.
I was playing some really good video games yesterday.
Dumb.
Went over to Will's house, which is a disaster zone, try to fix some stuff over there.
Because you're jealous?
Yeah, I am. I would like to live in fetid swamp-like conditions as well, with a flickering fluorescent bulb.
Well, when you're Tarzan.
So it's like
Tarzan,
a snuff film.
You can.
Oh my God. You want me on Twitter, it's at Papa's Basement, facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Why did that end? Was that literally 3 minutes and 38 seconds?
I have no idea.
It's okay because we're gonna go deep with the Crisscross cuts.
Oh really?
Oh,
we don't
want
to miss the bus.
Why are you're just heading me off at the pass every time. Yes, that was the next one. Lest you think they were one hit wonders. Quite erroneously, I might add.
Oh.
But go to inpapasbasement.com, subscribe to us on iTunes via the link at the top of the page, and that's about it. I think I gave you all the contact information you could ever possibly want. If you want to advertise, you can email inpapasbasement@gmail.com. I won't be holding my breath for that, but hey, crazier stuff has happened.
Wow.
Yes, we're playing a little more Crisscross right now.
Super.
Please, can you fake a little more enthusiasm? Really, Allison, you've been phoning it in all day. I don't want to say anything, and the show's about 30 seconds deep right now, but you've been screwing around on your damn smartphone. What are you doing? What's so important?
There's nothing so important. I mean,
you're right. Nothing's more important than this show and being in the now. That's what John Papa Giorgio as a man's about. I stand against this current trend.
Well, I don't go to Home Depot asking Santa for the meaning of life.
You kids on your cell phones. Yeah, I went to Home Depot and there was a Santa-like man who didn't really know his ass from his elbow and couldn't help me find some brackets for a shelf.
Yeah. That's not good. But if you wanted to know, you know, how many elves make toys and, you know, when Mrs. Claus has the cookies ready, then those are questions you could ask that man.
Sorry, I'm listening to this. Crisscross is the first group that I think I was too cool for school when it came to them. Like, they were out and all the kids owned Crisscross. None of us really crossed our fashion up, as was Crisscross's want.
I was already a nurse by this time.
Really?
I was old.
I don't think I had pubic hair yet. You and I have a bit of a gap. What are we, 8 years apart?
Probably.
Eight and a half, eight and change. Yeah, I did not have hair on my pubis.
Yeah, so you were 11.
As they say in Latin.
So you were 11.
I was going to say 16. yeah, I was probably 11. I think my first pube was like, we definitely have jump repeating.
Oh, my.
Or something's going on. Some sort of mashup.
Oh, my.
Unintentional mashup. I'm bringing this one down. I like how I say I'm bringing it down like I was going to pot it, and I reached to pot it, and at the same time, I just hit pause.
Wow.
On it. Very smooth. Very professionally.
Yeah,
guess. I remember my first pube, though. It was like when you draw hair on a baby in a comic, and they just have that one little boing out of their
forehead. My mom had a cake for my nephew when he got his.
Really?
And she had a Becoming a Man cake. So you got some hair on your.
So in your gypsy culture, that's almost like your bar mitzvah.
I guess.
Crisscross, I want to say, was sixth grade for me. Mm-hmm. And by that point, I'd already gotten into rock, especially metal, like Megadeth, Metallica. So I was way too cool for the hip-hop pop. Now, the year before was Baby Got Back. I'm kind of talking out of my ass here. I think Baby Got Back was 91, and no one was too cool for Baby Got Back. Even I could appreciate that. Oh, even the white boy had to shout.
Stupid.
As the lyrics would dictate.
Yeah, I can see
But Criss Cross came out, and that I could not have anything to do with.
It's dumb.
It is. It's and all the songs sounded the same, by the way. Here's Warm It Up. Now, this bit of early 90s fashion depicts the lads from the band, both in coats you would think to you'd find an Inuit in, and they're on the beach. Now, I guess that is they're warming it up.
I guess.
But maybe they're warming their core temperature to an unhealthy level, because beach with Eskimo coat, not a combination.
Yeah.
That's how you fry a dog's brain, right? Those are the PSAs.
Or you die of a drug overdose, so there you go.
Yes. And piece of crap of the week, or piece of crap, at least in this situation, the award goes to... You want to know? Are you dying?
Yeah, I'm
You going to do a little drum roll with your hands?
No, thanks.
I'm going to do it.
Go right ahead. Yeah, which is?
Your LL Cool J.
Why?
He tweeted last night a link to his new video.
Yeah.
And then said, RIP Chris Kelly, this song is now officially dedicated to you. May God in all caps.
Right.
Embrace your soul and lift up your family.
Right.
Dedicating his song.
Yeah.
His new song.
Yeah.
Not like Mama Said Knock You Out.
Yeah.
Or.
Well, he's got a new album to promote. It's really good. It's talking about racism. So we're breaking down
walls. Oh, is this the Brad Paisley album?
I don't know.
The Accidental Racist song,
which was done
to death on several radio shows.
Oh, really?
So I didn't touch it. Yeah. Oh. That's a pretty soft target.
Oh, I just saw a little clip on it the other day, and you know, he's saying, "Hey, we all love each other." So
yeah,
mm-hmm. I haven't heard the song. So
oh, I know his rap starts, "Hey, Mr. White Man," or something to that effect.
What's wrong
I
with
believe
that?
That's it. Well, that's true. That's how I've been addressed by every Negro on the street since 1972.
Doesn't bother me. Someone can call me cracker, but I've never been accused of being white, and I am.
Just yeah,
it's rare.
You're off white. You got put under the white umbrella maybe in like 91.
What did that guy say last night? What was the color? It was like creme brulee or something. What's that color? And it's not white. What did he say?
It was a bisque.
Yes.
It was a bisque. We were buying appliances.
I'm bisque.
And there was white and black and chrome, and bisque was one of the finishes. Yeah, you're bisque.
Yeah.
Like if we have to pick teams, you're on Team White, but Team White isn't happy about it.
And Team White that's been dragged in the dirt behind a
like in the 60s
pickup or something.
In the 60s, I don't know what you would have been called. I guess they were cool with like darker skinned white people even then, but 60s white people just seem like Don Draper to me. Like just unquestionably white.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm fine with it. I don't burn in the summer, so I'm cool.
Well, I just want Chris Kelly's family to relax and know that I hope God lifts them up as well in this episode, which I'm going to tweet every hour on the hour, again, for Chris Kelly.
Stupid.
Dedicated to him.
Right, because he died of a drug overdose.
Now,
so
God forbid,
celebrate that.
I put some of his music out instead and say, hey, remember Jump, kids?
How can we forget Jump? Okay, we're done. That's enough.
Well... You might have forgot Miss the Bus, so we had to play Miss the Bus. There's Warm It Up. They're all the same song, by the way. If you go back and play those on YouTube, they're literally the same song.
I want you to play a Carpenter song on his behalf.
No. Yes. I'm not sure he was into the Carpenters.
That's my point, precisely. Let's dedicate one to him, because he's only just begun up there.
Oh, no. Daddy Mac was left behind to carry
now
on his work.
Now he's with Michael and Gabriel, the archangels, making them jump, jump.
I just remember being into Metallica at this point, laughing it off. They made
so
a
who cares?
CD.
So you're not empathetic and you could care less that it died. So that's really
well,
what you're saying.
That's a very crass way of putting it. I do empathize with the man because... One can only imagine the hell it is when you have an artistic streak and you have that sensitive artist soul, as
shaking
my mom
my
likes
head.
To say,
stupid.
Which I possess. That's why I have to masturbate and look at video games so damn much. the real world is just too much.
Games yeah, in the same sentence.
They're coping mechanisms, really.
That's nasty.
It's because I have the soul of a poet. But it has to be horrible. It's almost like making a deal with the devil where it's like, yes, you're going to have worldwide fame.
Yeah.
You're going to have women throwing themselves at you.
Yeah.
More money than you can shake a stick at. And then right. you read the fine print and it's all before you can legally drive. When you can barely maintain an erection. Like you're literally transitioning from baby parts to
fame
adult
fame,
parts.
Fame is fame. It's good. They're enjoying
the
ride.
He had it for like a year. If that.
Wow.
Jump was 6 months.
Yeah.
Like maybe... In New York,
but he
we're
was working
say
with Michael
June
Jackson and all that afterwards. So, did you work with Michael Jackson? So,
no, in no way whatsoever. I wasn't molested by him. I didn't tour with him.
Well, now you're jealous. So.
A little bit. I could have used some attention paid to me. Lately, I've felt a little unsexy. So, yeah.
Well, there you go.
MJ unzipping my pants from behind, as was their fashion.
Wow. There you go. And then he's like, "I fooled you." And then Michael's like, "Ah, fooled
you." He was
probably
really in for that that style, actually. Easy access.
Yeah.
Just unzip it from behind and little boys behind. But was he into black kids?
I don't know.
I think he was so self-loathing, he was only molesting white kids.
I think he's just really into himself and world peace.
Well, he was white, you know. By the end, he was white.
Wow.
In a ghostly, diseased sort of jaundiced way.
Delicious. Handsome. I don't know. Really, this is all your material on this crisscross business. I don't even know anything about it. I just heard he croaked and now
Well, they found him. They found what we said he was Mac Daddy. Mac okay. Daddy was unresponsive at age 34.
Yeah.
In an Atlanta domicile, an yeah. apartment perhaps, a condominium. Yeah. Okay. I don't really know where his money went at that point.
Mm.
You can only assume drug overdose.
That's
was it accidental?
That's what they're saying.
As he watched Al Green on American Bandstand with his eyes milked over. Someone doesn't like the dead president's reference.
I mean, it's just kind of, I mean, it's sad. You don't like to see anyone lose like that, but, you know, he did it to himself.
Is it sad? Is it sad? Was his life going to get any better?
Yeah, he could have done something good with it. Anyone could.
Because I think he peaked like crazy at age, Christ, he was what? He was 3 years older than me, so it was, you know, carrier one.
Yeah.
14.
Random acts of kindness. A little kindness goes a long way, and you don't have to be a celebrity to do good, to be a do-gooder.
But when you had that urge, and you've tasted of the apple,
so what?
Aren't you chasing that dragon the rest of your life? I know of no one...
Who cares?
Who you know the one person
if you're
who was
grounded,
famous as a kid?
Wow. Yeah, that what?
I'll actually bust out a couple random factoids for you. The one person... Who was famous as a kid.
Yeah.
And went on to have a normal life and not really be messed up.
Yeah.
Newt from Aliens.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What? You've never seen Aliens?
Like Alien Nation with the spotted heads and all that?
Not them and they get drunk on the curdled milk and the seawater burns them like battery acid. No. Not Alien Nation with those inter alien racial couples. No. Can you imagine that? Like
having sex with
that was the latest thing. Like guys trotting around with alien girls, and they just had those weird heads. Mm-hmm. I could never screw one of those. Bras.
Yes, you would. You totally would.
I guess. I mean, like
if she had donuts.
Not so much donuts, just if she said yes.
Oh my!
But
I don't know what you're talking about. The alien thing.
God, aliens! Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, the movie?
Yes,
I never saw it.
You've never seen Aliens?
No, I mean, I've seen clips or whatever. I don't really like her. She kind of gets on my nerves. So.
Aliens was not about Sigourney Weaver.
I don't care. I don't really like
her. It was about one Bill Paxton as Hudson. To a lesser extent, one Michael Biehn as Hicks.
Stupid. Dumb.
There's a little girl, Newt.
Yeah.
A little child actor.
Yeah. And what
horrible.
Else does she do? That's it?
Literally, that's it. Dropped off the face of the earth, I believe, is
well,
a vet
she...
now.
What?
And she's happy sticking thermometers in cats' asses.
Yeah, but there's several of those that have kind of branched off. They did one little thing, and then they branched off, and they're
that
so
wasn't
quote
little. Newt was huge, man.
She you've wasn't
really,
huge, because I don't know her, so
you've
she's
really,
not huge.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never seen Aliens.
Urkel was huge. And then that
Jaleel
one,
White,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, I could flush him in the toilet, too. He's annoying.
Was that a Cosby Kids at the Pool joke?
I mean, because
we don't do that sort of humor on this show.
He was huge. He's, you know.
He was really big, but I guarantee you Urkel is a miserable SOB now.
I don't know, but I'm just saying.
Like they find
I mean, if you're going to say
huge,
why don't you say huge like that, you know?
Okay, that's way bigger than
Cassidy,
Aliens Girl.
Huge. You know? These are huge.
Who, Cassidy the singer?
Yeah.
She was a little kid? I don't remember. Am I thinking of Cassie? Yeah, Cassie was the one that had the song about sucking dong or whatever. Who was Cassidy?
Sean Cassidy.
Oh,
and his brother. Yeah.
Stop saying Cassidy. One like you're talking cash.
I wasn't.
Christofferson Cassidy. No. Sean Cassidy. Sean Cassidy has not reached the rarefied air of just a last name being all you need to.
The Cassidys, period. I mean, they're fine. I mean,
there were multiple Cassidys.
David Cassidy.
Oh, okay. Am I thinking of David Cassidy then? Which was the pretty boy? There was multiple Cassidys?
They're both considered pretty boys.
Who was I Think I Love
One
You?
One is blonde. Yeah, that's David.
Okay, so what did Sean do?
I think he did the Hardy Boys. I'm not sure. I mean, are we journalists here? Because I'm not sure, but I think
No, I'm curious. My whole life, like, I pride myself
Sean Cassidy was big
in my
too.
Pop knowledge of, like, the 60s and 70s.
I mean,
like,
those people are huge.
Me.
I mean, if you're going to talk about huge.
I feel like quite the dunce, though. I think I've been lumping two Cassidys into one.
Yeah. It's like, depends if it's day or night.
Wow.
One has blonde feathered hair and one has brown. One, you know, was with the Partridges and had the puka shell.
That's the whole, that one was David, right?
Yeah.
So who the hell is Sean?
I think that's actually his cousin, maybe. I don't know. If it's his brother, I'm not sure. But he's blonde. I know Shirley Jones was his aunt, I think.
Shirley Jones. Yeah. Who was she the mom of?
The Partridge Family.
The Partridge Family? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew she was a mom. And I think she's been reduced to being like a dirty old whore.
I don't think
so. In movies now.
No, isn't she
on Grandma's Boy? Like, she was screwing people and smoking weed. Wasn't that Shirley Jones?
No, I think. Wasn't that Florence Henderson?
Was it Florence Henderson?
I mean, I never saw Mama's Boy.
They're the same person. They kind of.
They are not the same person either.
They are. I mean, come on.
No.
After 30 or 40 years, I've only got so much space to work with in my brain. Yeah. I kind of merged together similar files. Yeah.
Fred Savage was huge, and he's done well for himself, and he's normal and not drug-addled and whatever.
He's successful behind the scenes, though. Weirdly enough, he's directed a bunch of Always Sunny.
But he was huge, not like the Aliens chick who no one's ever heard of, and now she's normal. Yeah, you did a couple of cereal commercials, and now you're normal, and now you're a lawyer in New York. Whoop-dee ding dong.
I think my cousin did some cereal commercials. He's not so normal.
Oh, my. But
he's working behind the scenes too. I think he's in acoustics or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like snorting acoustics.
No, that's my other cousin. The junkie. No, I have a normal male cousin who works at, I think, the National Cathedral or something like that.
Oh, wow.
No. No, not the one who had me squilling vodka out of a water bottle. Mm. No, not that one.
Nasty. I don't know. That's not really my thing. I don't drink. So
I know. And you don't swear.
Yeah, I know.
You're just a barrel full of monkeys, Frank.
I'm just saying it's not my thing, so I don't need it. I'm high on life.
I've noticed. You're real peppy right now. What are you high on right now, the barbiturates of life? Snap out of it.
I'm high on your girlfriend over there at Home Depot and how you're trying to, you know, ask Santa Claus for, you know, the meaning of life.
Why are you so obsessed with their little Home Depot excursion right before the show? I need to buy some damn parts. For Will's crapple apartment.
Yeah. You didn't need to.
And you're focusing on the weird troll in her little orange smock. Why can't you talk about the girl in the pink polo top?
Because that's who you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mrs. Hooters.
Dolly Parton looked like an Asian woman.
I don't think so.
Those were good.
They might have been all right, but they weren't Dolly-esque.
Well, Dolly's huge, but she's also 90.
Yeah.
At this point, all I can think about is when
they looks good for 90.
Bury Dolly in 10 years. It's just going to be a skeleton with two massive bags on top of the ribs.
Yep. And then you'll die happy.
No, Dolly looks good for her
like
age, but there comes a certain age where you simply don't want to have sex with that person.
I don't know.
Look old, even if they're well preserved. Like Susan Lucci.
Yeah.
Susan Lucci, there's a couple famous black and white photos that made the rounds in the early era of internet pornography. It was her topless on the set of some Italian movie or like stills from the movie, actually, I believe. And she had not the biggest, but they were so ridiculously perky. Like these things were probably like double D's that would have passed the pencil test. Like, who has those?
No one. I guess not.
No one. And now when they tried to tart her up for grumpier old men.
What's wrong with that? She wasn't in any of those. That was Anne Margaret.
Anne Margaret was in the first. Susan Lucci came around shaking her guinea ass for the second.
I don't think so.
Now you're sounding dumb. Between you haven't seen Aliens.
Susan Lucci was in Grumpy Old Men.
Grumpier.
I don't think so.
Not Susan Lucci. Susan, who's the other guinea with the big tits? Susan Lucci is the lady of first.
She's all my children.
Yeah, exactly. The the famous one.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, Susan Lucci's not in there.
I know.
No. Sophia Loren.
There we go.
She's got like 20 years on Susan Lucci.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's like
an old
80.
Handbag.
Yeah.
They tried to make her a sex object
for
grumpier old men.
Yeah, she's 80.
Yeah, Susan Lucci was pretty porkable like last I saw her, but that was probably like an O2 cameo on Friends.
She was just on The Apprentice not too long ago, I don't think.
Really?
Mm.
Why?
She was just celebrity actress helping out.
That's a reach.
That's what she was doing.
Let me look up a current Susan Lucci. So
Susan Lucci did The Apprentice. I think that's the most recent thing she's probably done. She wasn't competing. She was just helping out one of the teams. Each team got a celebrity, I think, and Susan Lucci was one of them.
Don't you feel that's a real reach? That's
Why?
A real Lucy for celebrity.
Why? Who cares?
Because like half the people she was probably working with, or was it one of the non-famous apprentice? Because isn't it all celebrity apprentice now?
That's what they're doing now, yeah. I mean,
She's good. I mean, she's like really wiry looking.
Yeah.
But screw it. That's fine.
Yeah, what's wrong with her? There's nothing wrong with her. She's
nothing.
Beautiful.
I bang her still.
Sophia Loren, too. What is she, 84 years
old?
Okay,
Sophia Loren.
Yeah.
Unless I'm screwing her in the backseat of a DeLorean
she's
that's about to do its thing.
She's 84 years old. I'm not saying banging her, but go to a nursing home and you'd see any Sophia Lorenz.
Wow,
you
Susan
don't.
Lucci is old. Good God. She's 3 years younger than my mom. She's 66 and she looks like that?
Yeah.
I hate when anyone, even in the ballpark of my mom, is bangable. Because, like, a lot of people, myself included, think my mom looks pretty preserved for her age.
Yeah.
But she ain't that.
Wow. I mean, she's not that to you. Maybe she is.
She's not that to, she might be that to a brother, a low rung brother who likes some meat on the bone.
I mean, your mom is not.
She's good looking. She's just not that.
She's not.
She's for like almost 70. You think 70, you think really old at that point. Like Aunt May.
Yeah.
And she looks good, but she doesn't look like Susan Lucci. Like Susan Lucci, it creeps me out. It just really weirds me out when someone even in the ballpark of my mom's age is
actually
like.
What about Alice from the Brady Bunch? Like she was probably, you know,
she was
what
a
mean?
Lesbian maid.
Yeah, she was probably. How old was she when that show was going out? But man, she looks like she's 70 then. But I bet you she wasn't. She was probably 45.
When that show, I would guarantee you Alice was early 40s. Yeah. Why are we bringing her up? You're acting like she was ever considered hot. I watched that show much later in life.
I'm just saying, you know, you put 45 there. You put 45 with Gwyneth Paltrow, who's 40. You know what I mean? It's apples and oranges.
There's such a big difference between 40 and late 40, though.
I don't know. I mean, it just depends, I guess. It's easier for men. Men grow.
We just look handsome all the time.
I don't know about all that, but, you know.
Look at Sean Connery. He literally hasn't changed. I think the one black hair in his beard turned gray to join the rest. That's the extent of Sean Connery's aging.
I guess. I don't know. He's fun.
Are you all right? Did like a family member or a pet die last night? You're very low energy.
Chris Cross died.
Why? I know he died and it's hell, but I'm working through the pain.
Between that
and Boston, again, I'll say it. I don't know what my heart can take.
I don't know.
But I'm out here and I'm doing it.
Terrible.
There's a word for what I'm bringing right now, for how my actions should be perceived. Heroic.
Lame-o.
Not lame-o.
Yes, lame-o.
Working through the pain.
It's dumb.
Like that last set on bench that's going to give you the pecs.
I'm not going to celebrate people who died of a drug overdose. It's like the movie Ray, and all it was celebrating him and his heroin addiction. You're like, yeah.
Well, that was always the most glossed over piece of crap ever.
That was so...
Don't even launch me on the movie Ray. I could riff on Ray for hours. Well, actually, no, it'll take about 10 seconds. First of all, at the very end, when they say he never touched heroin again.
Yeah.
You know what he did touch after that? Immediately after that? Cocaine. He did coke for about 15 years. Ray was clean for roughly the last 5 years of his life. You know what? No one cares. As long as he kept making good music, I don't give a crap.
That's kind of the moral of the story. Like, you know, you put on an album, if you can still sing, you know, we're going to, you know, celebrate your heroin.
You know how they acted like he had one kid throughout the thing, like one bastard out of wedlock? He had an army of them. Probably. He could have fielded two baseball teams, and I'm talking full depth at rotation.
That's nasty. And then you have people like Whitney Houston who were like slamming Amy Winehouse for being, you know what I mean?
Was she?
I think so. But I mean, kudos to her.
I think so.
If you can be ripped.
Remember that time Arnold Schwarzenegger threw a spear through the fuselage of a 747?
Probably happened.
Did he do that, really? Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
I think.
I think so. I think she did. Somebody did.
And okay, a lot of people did.
Somebody's
say Whitney Houston did
drug,
it.
Drug-addled state. And they're
so you're very bugged
else.
By the fact that the Mac Daddy might have OD'd. And that people really give a crap, even though he's an OD.
People don't really give a crap. I mean, people who
well, not so much,
Twitter
no.
swatting about it.
Everyone is just using it as an excuse to paste jump on their Facebook or their Twitter. And that's all we want
to
do.
And to say wiggity wiggity whack.
Yeah. Because they had no cultural impact. They were the definition of a one-hit wonder. The fashions they tried to start.
I mean, I don't know anybody that wore their clothes backwards.
Backwards, exactly.
Yeah. Mm. It's dumb.
I remember there was an interview where the guy's like, well, how do you take a leak at the urinal, kid? You got your fly on backwards. And he's like, the pants are so loose, I kind of just drop them. So now I just picture Butters at the urinal with his top on, the bare ass and legs hanging out.
It's kind of stupid. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Has there ever been, so you don't see a tragedy in someone dying of a drug overdose. Like maybe their life was so painful, they started getting high all the time and then.
I mean, I think there is. I think you're sad for the loss, but I mean, it's kind of, you do it to yourself and then you think, well, people do a lot of things to themselves, like the things that we eat and how we're giving ourselves.
I was going to say, I'm eating myself to death. Yeah. I'll say that much.
And then we say, well, you know, he's got heart disease. Oh, who else? Somebody, I can't think of who it is. Somebody's got cancer or whatever. And you're like, ooh.
A lot of people have cancer, Allison.
No, I know a lot of people got cancer. Somebody else just came out with it. And I thought, well, are you eating your vegetables? I mean, so what? You got lymphoma. Come on. Get over it. Have a carrot.
Wow. You know, you talk like someone who eats a lot better than they do. I'm just going to put that out there.
I didn't say I was eating well, but if I croak, I'll know why.
Hey, you know what? God
bless
you.
I'm not going to blame everyone else, you know.
Absolutely. Like I did when I had a sensible breakfast plan this morning. And then my mom was like, look, I need McDonald's. You get yourself some too, kid. And I was like, well, you twisted my arm. Ooh, two bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits for three.
Oh,
it would
yeah.
be wasteful to only get one, Allison.
Oh, did you eat two?
I had one. I had an extra hash brown, so that would be one.
I'm getting lead belly just thinking about it.
And two of the three pancakes from a big breakfast.
Yeah.
The original planned breakfast for the day was an apple and spinach smoothie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from where?
From my house.
You can't do one at your house. And
yeah,
what?
You just put them in the blender.
Yeah. And with water.
Yeah.
And that sounds delicious.
It's really not bad. I used to drink it all that often.
It's
it's spinach and apple. I defy you to make that taste okay even.
I could. I have.
Oh, with your fancy juicer where you throw in 18 apples and then you just garnish it with a spinach leaf. And you're like, here, it tastes divine. I'm sure it does.
Hater.
Not a hater.
Hater's gonna hate.
I've done the juicing thing with you. I know how it works.
It's
the trick
delicious.
Is you throw in a bunch of horrible crap
yeah.
and then you put apples on top to mask it. And
Who
somehow
cares?
It tends
apples
to work.
Apples are good for you too. So it's not like I'm putting Coke in there.
Well,
saying,
how are you so shocked then that me throwing some spinach leaves into a ground up apple tastes bad?
Because that's like apple juice with applesauce with spinach in it. That's not going to be delicious.
It's okay.
And then you pour a bunch of water in there.
Enough to lubricate the blades, yes. So the choppy can take place.
Good. It's not going to be delicious. It's not going to be good. So that's all your information on the Chris Cross business.
He died. We don't know if it was an overdose yet. No one really cares. Everyone's tweeted and Facebooked about it. We did a half a show about it. It'll be the title of the show so I can get some hits.
It's dumb. We don't know anything about it, and then he's gone.
People don't want information, though.
What
really.
Do they want?
They don't want details. They want the rawest of information.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to really get
so
to the...
So Arnold Schwarzenegger got him with a spear. That's what they want?
If we could actually put that out there and it was remotely true, sure. I mean, everyone wants just the headline at this point. Yeah. Crisscross, half of Crisscross died. Oh, my God. I get to tweet this and Facebook this.
I don't care. It doesn't. I'm not riveted. I wasn't moved to check it out.
Most people, I'm not going to say most people. I'd say a lot actually did tweet and Facebook about it.
Why? What did they say? Rest in peace?
No, everyone tried to be a smartass about it.
Oh.
Because it's, I suppose, hard to feel much empathy. It's funny. You can feel empathetic for someone who dies in a horrific manner, I suppose. Like, especially when the act, we'll get back to Boston for the 90th time, when the act is just so grand, like the three people killed in that, you're just like, oh my God.
Wow.
How horrific. But a guy drugging himself to death, or just imagine he was even shot to death. Like, it wasn't anything that was his fault. He was walking to the corner market, an organic market.
Right.
Not because I know your head, you're like, black man liquor store, I know where this is going. No, you don't, Allison.
Okay.
He's walking to the organic market.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To get some delicious ginger and beets for a smoothie. Can you relate to him now?
Yeah.
A little better.
I figured as much.
And he gets shot because the scope of things.
I feel tears welling up.
Isn't grand. It isn't some gigantic terror act.
People now I really see, wouldn't. Beets flying in slow motion. You know. Oh no! He was doing something healthy.
Exactly. Like Morris Chestnut getting shot at the end of Boys in the Hood. Spoiler alert. When Ricky's running.
Yeah, you feel bad now.
And he gets that first round right through the leg and you're like, oh God, there goes the football career. And then the second goes right through his chest. Like, oh, he gone.
Oh, he gone. I'm not here no more. Yeah, well.
It's funny.
I mean,
I think you do
empathize more when they don't have any... You know, there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's an unexpected death and it's unwarranted or whatever.
Would it be sadder if he died in the Boston Marathon bombing?
I mean, yeah, because you think, oh, man, he's working out. He's, you know, whatever. He's running for cancer or whatever.
How much sadder would it have been than just one of the three normal people who died because he was famous?
Not more. But I mean, if it got publicity for those other three people, you know what I mean? Then more attention is drawn to those who are lost and people want to help that family, blah, blah, blah. You know? Yeah. I mean, it's like Christopher Reeve and snapping his neck doing the polo thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he did. Then his wife died. Those kids are adult orphans, as they call them.
I mean, it's sad. I don't know. I can't be very empathetic today, I guess.
Something's up. I don't know.
I don't know. It's like people who eat themselves into their sofa and then their skin starts growing into their sofa and then they're sick and then maybe they die.
I call it a symbiotic relationship. Have you ever heard of a hermit crab?
The end.
Maybe they're just forming a thick defensive layer.
Yo.
You don't really know. Maybe they're expecting to get into some sort of axe-based combat. And having a couch fused to their spine could deflect a fatal blow.
They need a sectional and an armoire.
Yeah.
It's not good.
They'll never have to try to fall asleep in an uncomfortable plane seat.
I mean, it's difficult to feel bad, I guess. I think you think, oh, that's so sad. They were so
I think on the surface, it's difficult to feel bad. And then you realize how mentally ill they have to be to eat themselves until their ass fuses with a couch like some beast of myth.
Oh, gosh. And then what about going to the bathroom and all of that? That's nasty.
Oh, yeah. There has to be some handy member of the family who used the hole saw, I guess, to cut the bottom out of the thing.
I was just thinking the thing. Like, who is that guy? I mean, John, are you going to call me?
Like the pan at the bottom of your refrigerator. I suppose you chop out the stuffing for the good parts.
Yeah.
And then you just let it collect on the pan and pull it out.
I mean, the day that I need a drip pan under my recliner.
I don't know how you clean them. That's the one wonder. Like,
don't move that. That's to catch my leavings. It's like, these Cheetos go right through me.
I guess you take like the brush you would clean a toilet bowl with and kind of wedge it under the couch.
Gosh. No, like a chimney sweep. You're just
what? You just wrap a little British kid like in in insulation and cram them up there like a suppository.
Make sure it's good and clean. Can you see your reflection? Oh, that's nasty. But you know your mom would have us do that for you. Me and your brother would be like, oh, screw that. You know?
Oh, my mom's the biggest coddler ever.
Yeah, she would have us.
If anyone were like the type of
person. Does anyone have a saw? Have you no heart?
I mean, she is the definition of enabler of horrible behavior. She's the kind of person where one of us will, you know, me or Will.
Yeah.
Could have started eating ourselves into a couch, and she would have been like, he's just working through something. Let's just help him.
Elson, why do you think he's doing this?
And I guess because of her, I'm so much on the opposite end of the spectrum where I try to put up with nothing because I realize it's a slippery slope.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. My mom,
I guess that makes me imagine
what my mom would do.
It does. And the problem is you come off as unempathetic.
I see my mom coming over with a tray of carrots and me slapping them out of her hand. All the carrots go flying. Oh, my poor mom. I mean, my mom would try, I think, to help me out.
You're in a weird mood today. Mom slapping. Ass fusing, don't care about the dead junkies.
My friend Joel, I could see myself with a cheeseburger and he'd be like, slap it out, and the cheeseburger was flying in slow motion. Lettuce comes out from the bun. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I guess I'm a cruel dick when it comes to that stuff because I know where it goes. If you keep letting people get away with stuff, my entire life is people letting me get away with things, and this is where I'm at.
When I'm fat and grown into my couch, I know who not to call. I don't want you handing me a bunch of pamphlets of inspirational quotes.
No, I'd walk by and suture your mouth shut like the evil sorcerer in Game of Thrones fat eunuch keeps in the coffin. That would be you.
You can move mountains, start with your rear end.
I would be answering your phone misery style. She's busy. Call back later. Bye.
She's busy trying to get the remote I have on a string.
Yeah, and you'd be sitting there going, through the baling twine I dug into your facial flesh to shut your fat mouth so you could lose enough to get off your couch.
Oh, man. That's
And you
terrible.
Know what? A year after all that tough love began, you'd walk off that couch and you'd say, thank you, John.
I don't think
Once
so.
Once I gave you the scissors to cut that stuff.
I think that's how people just die unexpectedly. Like, he was such a nice
guy.
Nah,
I'd feed you with a dropper. How did they feed that guy? That was the mystery of the episode. That was the real magic to me. Mm-hmm. They're talking about dragons, fire, and all this crap. I'm like, how do you keep alive a man who's got his mouth sewn shut?
That's what I said. You didn't say that. I said that.
Well, in the confines of this show, I said it. So that'll teach you to open your mouth around me.
I just
when not in front of a microphone.
Chewing up a turkey leg and bird feeding it to him.
Don't know how you do it. Ugh. I wonder if you just pull on a seam. Maybe it's just held together with like a shoelace knot.
Ugh.
So you pull it whenever you need to feed him.
I don't think you'd want to hear him yapping. You know about how hungry he was.
Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, I pooped myself again. Yes. Can't you get over me chopping off your parts?
I mean, this box is crowded.
Your
have
stem
anything
and
bigger.
Root, whatever you called them. If you don't watch Game of Thrones, this is just over your head.
Yeah, you really should watch it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and stay caught up with it. I think I have friends who are waiting on this episode or waiting on the season so far.
Yeah, someone said that they're just waiting. And in a part, I kind of get that because when I was on vacation, that's how I caught all the episodes at once, just watched them. And now we're kind of tormented to wait week to week. You know, It's nice when you're able just to kind of run through them.
Well, there's a beauty to like cliffhangers.
Yeah.
I'm so ADD, they'll do a cliffhanger, and then they'll start, as they say, in media res in the next episode.
But yesterday...
And you're like, oh, wait, this is where we left off? I'm sorry. And then if you're watching them back to back, you can't really zone out all that badly. But week to week, you're like, wait, who's he? He was two episodes ago. I don't really remember why I care about him.
The one girl, she was saying yesterday that she follows the book. And so she can see where they're going. And they were talking about the book.
That's cheating, practically.
Yeah, but I guess there is some series, like True Blood, that it's so far off from the book.
I've read the summaries of the True Blood books on Wikipedia. Yeah. They went way off with the show.
That's what they're saying. I mean, that's what they're saying.
Game of Thrones... I think is very faithful thus far, but I haven't read the books.
I haven't either, but they're saying that the Game of Thrones is, you know, the book or whatever, and then it branches off of one of the other characters, and there's like another book or series from that. So, I don't know. Have you heard
of
it?
I don't know either.
You don't? Had you heard it?
No, I don't know what you're talking about exactly. I kind of zoned out because I was thinking about, I wanted to talk last episode the chick, the little ginger, who's been wearing all the animal pelts.
Oh, yeah.
Finally screws Jon Snow. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
I always get confused because he's Jon Snow, but they call him Crow all the time. But Crow is like a slang for the Night's Watch, which he was a member of.
You're right.
Until he killed his boss.
Well, sort of, yeah.
That was, okay, that ginger.
Yeah.
Let me look up her name real fast.
Yeah.
Can you fill up like 5 to 10 seconds?
I'm sure I probably could. I mean,
it's like Rose some crap or other. I mentioned her on the Monday. She's on my website somewhere. Can you hold the fort 2 seconds?
Yeah.
I'm going to get the name. Damn it.
But they wound up getting their swerve on in the cave over there. In the hot tub.
I like that. It's a classy way of saying scrump.
They're medieval.
In papasbasement.com. Load, load, load.
Yeah.
This is great. I love my hosting. Never mind. It might just be the fact we're not exactly getting internet right now.
Oh, wow. Bummer. But what were you going to say? Because you got to see her nude or what?
Like, well, I was going to ask you, first of all, is that a body you like? Like, that ginger finally got naked.
Yeah.
And she was wiry, almost to the point of being ripped. Like, there was almost no fat on her except some in the fun parts. And you as a woman, is that a body you're turned off by? Or you're like, that is something I should aspire to?
I mean, it doesn't bother me one way or the other. The thing that only turns me off is that pale, white, milky skin.
See, I love it. I love it. I don't like kind of when they should be darker.
Yeah.
And they just kind of haven't gotten out in the sun or what have you. Rose Leslie.
Oh.
Rose Leslie is the lovely ginger who bared it all on last week's Game of Thrones. A Scotswoman. That accent is pretty much her normal voice.
Yeah.
How hot is that?
Yeah. I don't
Come
know.
On.
I didn't like seeing the Amazon. And it's not so much her body. Her body is fine. I think it's just her haircut and her red face. It's like, oh gosh, I don't want to see the front.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about happy things first. Rose Leslie naked. That body, what did you think?
I think it's fine. I just don't care for the pasty white skin. I don't like it on men either when they're so pale that it's not good.
I see. We were both thinking of Will as you said that.
Don't.
It's okay.
I don't. I just don't
see,
like
I
it.
Don't like kind of the medium, like boring white, but when it's that
but Will
light,
is
it's
not
sexy.
Pale and then all freckled either. Like
no,
like
he's not a ginger. Like deep down, if Will, like he would need to progressively tan.
He doesn't
and
go
stuff.
Out in the day.
Exactly.
Ever.
We live like vampire.
I mean, you go out during the day, but he really does not ever. Really never.
I don't know about that. He drives around a lot for work, and that puts you
under
glass.
But in the afternoon, he's not out during the day.
What is the afternoon? It's a daytime.
Yeah, from 3 p.m. or 4 or 5. That's early evening, you know?
Early evening?
Yeah, 4 or 5.
Are you a retiree looking to eat dinner at Shoney's for a discount?
I'm just saying, he really is not out and about in the day.
I got what you mean, high noon type day.
Yeah.
To me, day is when a sun is up. Yeah. I define day as when the light holds at bay the monsters that lurk, like in Simon's Quest.
Yeah, but when he's out in the morning, it's dark. Like 3 o'clock in the morning. That is dark.
That's nighttime.
That's morning.
I hate when people, it's like crossed into Monday.
I guess.
And they're like, hey, what do you want to do for lunch today? And you're like, oh, I don't know. I want to go to sleep right now. And then tomorrow we can eat at noon.
No, it's today.
You're one of those freaks as soon as you've jumped midnight.
Dude, because it is.
Later today I'll be at work. No, you're not. You got to sleep. And then tomorrow you'll be at work. You effing freak.
Today, because I'll get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So that's morning. Yeah.
But, okay. If that's how I define it. Unless your schedule is completely screwed and you're living a nocturnal life, when you wake up, that's morning. If you haven't gone to bed yet and it's 5 a.m, you can't really call that morning. I guess once you're bleeding into like 7 a.m., okay, you broke through. I don't know what's going on in your life.
Oh, my.
You're obviously troubled.
I don't know. That's good stuff. So what did you want to say about her? You like her pasty, white, milky self?
Well, actually, it's a body when I was a kid. I probably would have been like, that's way too skinny. But now I appreciate that someone who's just very thin but has some fat on the fun parts.
Yeah.
That's what is actually like very cool looking when they're in the flesh with you.
And that's what happens to ladies when they look at you in the buff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
They're like, well, I didn't really think there was much there, but the clothes come off and wow, what an Adonis. I've had that experience with a few women I've known where they're very skinny. And in clothing, you wouldn't give them so much of a second glance. You'd be like, okay, it's this little mousy thing.
Yeah.
But the clothes come off, and the fact that they have, like, you know, the 32-inch waist or whatever makes whatever they have in the bust and the ass department look that much more impressive. And it's actually awesome because then you can wail on it and you feel like big man on campus because they're so shrimpy. You're like, look at me moving this doll about with one hand. It's amazing. Whereas the girls who are kind of like spilling out of their tops and they got the ass for days in the back, they're the ones when you're undressing, they're like, oh, I can finally take this off. And just they do. And, you know, the slide whistle kicks in.
The end.
Yeah, and it's all dumping out. Not that you, as a man, you'd hit it all. I'm just saying, I greatly, even if I don't think visually, just seeing it naked on the screen is that titillating.
Yeah.
Pardon the lame pun.
I guess.
A lesser man would have leapt on. In the flesh, that chick's going to look stunning.
I guess. I don't know.
Thanks.
It's not the same for men.
Could you say I guess again? No, for men, I've always said men can, you just have to be a five pretty much as a man, and you can get reasonably laid with like even
eight.
Yeah,
but who wants to go out with a spindle? You know what I mean? Like,
you're saying very thin men. I don't know. There are girls I know that screw really thin guys.
It's gross.
It's usually the bigger chicks for, and I'm not talking like big, but I just mean the fuller ones.
Yeah.
Kind of verging into big girl territory, if we're going to be honest. They like the skinny ones.
It's not my thing. That's gross.
That's fine. It's everyone has their preferences.
I mean, you just
I've
feel
got
like
friends who are into
reenacting Schindler's List.
Pretty big.
You're like, oh gosh, I just picture him in an ashtray later. Like, it's just not attractive.
Just even wiry muscles, you mean, or just
I don't know.
Thin?
I just don't like a Tosh.0 or whatever, a Tosh guy. Like,
yeah,
that's
just
gross.
A pretty boy eunuch.
Like beanpole, like not good.
The Jezel neck offensive, that guy is pretty much cut from the same cloth. That's the whole thing in comedians now. They're pretty much like above average looking guys who then talk dirty. And it's like, haha, I'm pretty and I said F.
I don't know. I don't think that chick is, I saw a lot of promos and stuff for this chick's new show.
Oh, Schumer, Amy Schumer.
She's not funny to me.
She's good on Opie and Anthony. I've never really heard her material outside of those confines. And they're usually good at making people pretty funny because it's just conversational.
Yeah.
I don't know. The show apparently did really well last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think it had 3 million viewers or something. It was like Comedy Central's biggest premiere of the year. I'm just regurgitating what I heard in O&A like 3 hours ago. I haven't heard her stand up. I'll be honest, if we know my prejudices, she's a woman, so she's not funny for the most part, at least not on a stand-up stage.
I mean, I think there are funny women, but I guess I'm more...
like you. On the days when you give a crap.
Yeah, not like today. Well, you picked Crisscross. I don't have the fever for the flavor of that. I mean, so
don't worry. We'll get to stories you can handle later. Hypothetical questions. That's all you're about.
I mean,
what?
I mean, that's dumb. He just,
what's wrong, Allison? Just, really? You just, are so...
I need a soda.
Did you eat a... No, you don't need soda, so you can sugar crash 20 minutes into the next episode?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I need a kick in the ass. That's what you need.
I need to grow into a sofa.
I'm worried about you. You sound like a diabetic who hasn't eaten. You're just like... Ugh.
I haven't eaten. I had some fruit this morning, for real.
Why did you eat before the show? I ate pure rocket fuel to Fatso World.
I had some green.
But you know what? It's getting me through the show at least.
I had some green machine with some
You had
cheese.
A juice. For those not accustomed.
Yeah.
Not familiar with the crap we've been eating lately. Green machine is what, naked fruits?
Yeah, it's nice.
It's great. That's the problem with it. It's certainly not calorically free.
No, but it's delicious. It's good for me. It's got vegetables in it. My spirulina.
Do you know the worst thing they make, by the way?
I don't know. What is
it? Are those what are they called? Naked or Odwalla or what the hell?
No, it's Naked.
Naked makes a fruit juice / protein drink mix.
Yeah.
One canister, like the size of a soda, is like 600 calories.
But those are for people who need it.
I don't care how good it is for you. At 600 calories, you might as well just eat peanut butter out of the jar with your hands.
No,
like,
but some people
bear.
Have to do that. Like these bean poles we're talking about. They cannot pick up weight.
I guess, for meal replacements.
I mean, you cannot relate to
those
individuals.
Well, I ate a massive piece of pizza and then washed it down with one of those. And 90 minutes later, I was eating again. Because as I was drinking it, I was like, it's so calorically dense. There's no way I'll be hungry later. And not even 2 hours, I'm eating a burger thinking, damn it.
Oh, my.
Damn it.
That's going to give me lead belly, too. No.
I want one again, too. It was chocolate banana. It was really good.
Oh, man. I could go for one from the Cheesecake Factory. My Flying Gorilla.
Oh, one of the milkshakes.
Yeah.
See, those are different. They're actually worth the 800 calories or whatever they are. Not this crap, which tasted like a health drink.
Yeah, but there are those people, like old people. Like, it's good for them because they, with Ensure and everything like that.
It's so weird when you hit that stage in life, where you're just, I need my calories. I'm so close to the grave, I don't really want to eat.
They don't. They're like,
no, they're just winding down. That has to be weird, knowing your body is just day by day clicking off the lights in room after room.
Yours is right now. We're all dying.
Very slowly at this point. If they're shutting off the lights on the Wayne Manor that is my body, right now they're dicking off in the stables. They haven't gotten to the building yet.
So you say.
I guess. What? Do you have weird x-ray vision?
No, but I mean, you're eating.
Are you Christopher Walken in the Dead Zone? Are you seeing?
And you're not moving around.
Yeah. What kind of weirdness do you see and growing inside me?
Give me the eye. I need the eye. You never saw that? Did you see Clash of the Titans?
It was one of those movies that was perpetually on TBS when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it looked so horrible. I thought it was like a 60s movie. I didn't realize it was like 4 years old when they were showing it.
Oh, too bad. And there's nudity in it. So
I never saw that.
There you go.
I mean, I've seen most of it piecemeal.
Yeah.
There's the mechanical owl. There's the Kraken.
There's
that crappy Pegasus.
Yeah. But back then, I guess it was the cat's pajamas. I don't know.
I guess those were killer effects back then.
I was like,
there really is just that break when
I think I was 9.
They went from the best that stop motion had to offer to the computer graphics, which came out with Terminator 2, really.
I mean, this is 30 years ago. So. And
Clash was like 84. I guess that was 30 years. 29. Jesus. You're right. I am dying. I am so close to the grave. What do I have to show for it? Nothing.
Oh, my. Yikes.
Don't yikes. I'm saying yikes just because I forgot I hadn't loaded the media player to play our outro music, and that'll typically be a lag of 90 million seconds. Wait, it's actually playing right now, I think. Really? Good God. Okay, we're getting you a damn soda. You're putting me to sleep. I realize this wasn't one of our best, but come on.
You wanted to bring up some dead drug addict.
You could have taken it anywhere from there.
Where? Dead Town. That's
you're acting
you
like
me.
I started sex with my wife, and I was like, all right, pretend you're my mom, and then I'm shocked that things have been bad since. I didn't do anything that bad. I want to talk about dead crisscross for a minute.
I mean, I would have, the role-playing thing would have been better.
Role-playing thing? What role-playing thing?
You just said.
Oh, banging. Yeah, I can't say I've ever actually gone there, so.
Oh, gosh, I need a
Let's
nap.
Let's punch you out. No, no nap. We're going to get you fed.
Okay.
And you're going to do a good show. Jesus Christ. This is a fluke.
You got to put this one in the flusher.
This is one of those rare times Strasburg is bombed out of a game by third inning.
You picked the stupid topics.
We could have moved on to anything. You act like this is the most rigid thing out there.
Stupid. You want to talk about dead people all the time.
Yeah, it's news when people die. I'm sorry.
Well, let me know when someone I know dies.
What? Bobby Kennedy's dead? Well, I guess we don't have to talk about that because he's dead. He's not going to be doing anything else. Next.
See? There you go. I'm
That's
with you.
Allison's news report. Some asshole named Jimi Hendrix isn't going to be putting out records anymore.
Yeah, well, drugs too.
No more Wimbledons for Arthur Ashe. Good Lord.
Oh, God.
Ryan White's dead, so I don't know why we care, really, but he's dead.
Who, Ryan
the
White?
End.
Oh, yeah, that was not good. Poor thing.
If we're continuing the trend from the beginning of the episode, I would mix him up with Sean White. Snowboarding AIDS patient.
The end.
You somehow made it through to the end of Papa's Basement. Good for you.
Yay.
You have very high stick-to-itiveness. Allison, if they want to get a hold of you so that you can put them to sleep via Facebook message, should go to facebook.com/Papa's Basement and look up those brave souls. I think we're up to like 417 of them. Slowly taking over the world. Yeah.
Wow.
One of them's Allison Frank. You find her on Facebook and you text her.
Okay.
And you're like, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I have heard rumors that women like to see pictures of men's genitalia texted to them.
Sounds
Let's test
terrific.
That theory. And she'll give you her number.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if you bill it like that.
Absolutely.
I'm John Papagiorgio. You want to get a hold of me individually, it's at Papa's Basement on Twitter, inpapasbasement@gmail.com, and the big one, inpapasbasement.com. That's the website that has the writing, the subscription links, everything you could ever want. That is Papa's Basement. We're going to get some soda in you and record another, unless you just want to head home. Oh, God. Jesus, don't do that again. We're out of here.
3, school's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.